Welcome back, this is RB. If you like this video at any point, hit the like button. Follow me on our alternate platform because I can get unplugged any day now. Let's get into it.
So I got a question that's likely to start World War III on here, but what are you going to do? Got to bring it to TikTok. And before I get to it, if you are a misogynist, if you dislike women in general, please don't reply.
Well, I guess we could reply, right, fellas? Because none of us on this video are that, right? So let's continue.
Stay out of the comments, respectful answers only. I love my wife. I love my female friends. This is a feature that simply confuses me, and it would be helpful to have some perspective on it.
Grow some balls, man, and just say it. All that kissing, but, you know, ladies, just say it, man. Be a man and just say it.
Because the only argument she and I have is apparently one of the most common arguments in all heterosexual pairings throughout time, where the wife sees something she wants done around the house. She asks the husband to do it. He says, yeah, I'll get to it. And then he either procrastinates or forgets or something happens. And then she comes back and says, did you do the thing yet? And he says, not yet, or I'll get to it later. And some people call this nagging, if you want to use that word. But he doesn't do it. She gets mad at him. He gets mad at her. It's a vicious cycle.
Right.
My question is, why does this happen? And I don't mean, why doesn't the husband just do the thing? I mean, why does the wife ask the husband to do the thing?
It's a poop test. I mean, she probably actually does want the thing done. But if she just did it, then there's no opportunity to cause drama. And if you haven't learned by now, young man, women love drama. I wish this wasn't the case. Ladies, if you're listening to this video, please try to stop. And she knows before she even asks you to do it that you're not going to do it in the time frame that she set up in her head for you to do it. So then she'll be able to come back and give you crap and emasculate you and treat you like a punk because you didn't do it. That's why.
I just want to know, and it's typically girls that I see doing this, but they all started diagnosing themselves with a borderline personality, right? But then the Amber Heard thing happened, and now they're like, ugh, I don't want to be that. Now they're all self-diagnosing themselves with autism.
Keep diagnosing yourselves, ladies, so we can know who to stay away from. Whether you've really been diagnosed with that, or whether you're just doing it because it's trendy, it really helps us out. So please don't stop. I don't have a problem with this trend. Keep it going. So we know who to duck and dodge. Because no decent man should have to deal with all that nonsense on top of all the other stuff we got to deal with in modern times. No, thank you.
What the fuck?
I hate that moment when you have to show a photo of the guy you like to one of your friends who doesn't date. They're not on the dating scene right now. They'll look at it, be like, he's cute, but is his hairline receding? Yes.
And that's acceptable in our society. But if a guy looked at the picture and said, oh, yeah, she kind of cute, but she a little heavy, don't you think? What's up with those crow's feet? She looking kind of old. What's up with that hairdo? Ooh, her style is terrible. What's up with that outfit? He'll be looked at as a terrible person and a monster by society. But women, they could be judgmental as possible. Okay, well, back when you could get a dude whose hairline wasn't receding, why couldn't you lock one of those guys down? See, those are the questions they don't want to be asked. Ladies, lock down a decent man early so you don't be forced to date a man with a receding hairline. Not that there's anything wrong with that. There's great men out there with receding hairlines. Great men. LeBron James, for one.
It is receding, but so are my standards, okay? It's hard out here. I'm in the trenches.
Look, like I always say, there's no good reason for a woman to be single after 25. Unless her long-term boyfriend passed or something. It's either she was focusing on a career or she was focusing on taking it up the rear. One or the other. If she's still single at 25. Or she just has terrible taste in men and she got all this emotional and mental baggage. So no matter what way you cut it, there's no good reason for a woman to be single after 25. I mean, most females start dating around 15, high school or something. So from 15 to 25, that's a decade of not being able to make relationships work or pick decent men. No. Single after 25 is the red flag.
I'm fighting for my life and you don't know what I've seen.
It is literally so embarrassing being a baby mother. Like, because why did I do that to myself? I got to choose who I was having a child with in this world. And I chose embarrassment?
I know, it's crazy, but I'll give you some respect because you're at least admitting it. You're putting it out there. You're not trying to front and try to shame people for looking down on you for being a single mother. You're admitting it is embarrassing. I don't think people should necessarily look down on you. I mean, we all make mistakes. But trying to shame people for acknowledging that it's not a good thing, that's silly. So I'm glad you didn't go the route of your peers and you kept it real. Let's give her a round of applause.